Chang S23, Influence of a Galactic Wind in NGC 5775, by G.H. Heald et al. We present new radio continuum images of the edge on Starburst Galaxy NGC 5775, from LOFAR, 140 MHz, and the Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array Chang S Survey, 1500 MHz. We trace the non-thermal radio halo up to 13 kpc from the disk, measuring the non-thermal spectral index and estimating the total equipartition magnetic field strength, approximate light-year 13 mg in the disk and approximate light-year 7 mg above the plane. The radio halo has a similar extent at both frequencies, displays evidence for localized cosmic ray streaming coinciding with prominent H-alpha filaments and vertical extensions of the regular magnetic field, and exhibits a boxy morphology especially at 140 MHz. In order to understand the nature of the disk halo flow, we extend our previous model of cosmic ray propagation by implementing an isothermal wind with a tunable backquote flux tube, approximately hyperboloidal, geometry. This updated model is successful in matching the vertical distribution of non-thermal radio emission and the vertical steepening of the associated spectral index in a consistent conceptual framework with few free parameters. Our new model provides the opportunity to estimate the mass outflow driven by the star formation process, and we find an implied rate of .m approximate light year 3 to 6, m underscore o dot, year caret minus 1, approximate light year 40 to 80% of the star formation rate, if the escape velocity is reached, with substantial uncertainty arising from the poorly understood distribution of ISM material entrained in the vertical flow. The wind may play a role in influencing the vertical gradient in rotational velocity. This was Chang S23, Influence of a Galactic Wind in NGC 5775, by G.H. Heald et al.